like you.
Hope 103.2 News. Thanks to station sponsor Unified Lawyers, Australia's leading divorce and family lawyers. To book a free consultation, go to unifiedlawyers.com.au.
It's 3 o'clock. Good afternoon. I'm Sarah Wiedersane. The Treasurer has shut down suggestions the government is considering any changes to negative gearing in this term of Parliament. Noah Secombe reports from Canberra.
The Nine newspapers have quoted an unnamed Labor official who said the party was considering its options and had asked Treasury for modelling on possible negative gearing reforms. Treasurer Jim Chalmers says the government is focused on increasing housing supply and not changes to negative gearing.
We've got a housing policy and that's not in it. And we've made that clear today.
Shadow Treasurer Angus Taylor says the Coalition will not support any tax on housing.
The idea that a tax on housing is the way to solve a cost of living crisis is just extraordinary.
Noah Secombe, Canberra.
Interest rates are likely to remain on hold for the rest of the year despite a drop in inflation. Consumer prices grew 2.7% for the year to August, which is down on the July result. The Reserve Bank will look beyond the headline figure, focusing more on underlying inflation, which it says still needs to come down. A father has farewelled his two sons allegedly murdered by their mother at a funeral in the Blue Mountains. The bodies of Benjamin and Russell Smith were found at their home in Falconbridge 2 weeks ago. They'd been stabbed to death. Hundreds of mourners have today gathered at St Thomas Aquinas Church in Springwood to say their goodbyes. The New South Wales Transport Minister says they're not sugarcoating the delays for commuters on the T3, which closes for a year on Monday. Jefferson Shaw reports.
Three fluoro pink buses will ferry commuters on the T3 line, dubbed the Southwest Link. The state government is shutting the rail line down for at least a year while it's converted to driverless metro trains to connect with the M1 line at Sydenham. It means the trip to and from Bankstown to Sydenham will take almost double the time. Transport Minister Mr. Joe Halen admits it'll be tough for commuters and they're not sugarcoating the delays.
And we apologise for that inconvenience.
She says it'll be worth the year-long wait for the new line, which will run metros every 5 minutes. Jefferson Shaw, Hope News.
Pedophile former swim coach Dick Kane has died a month after he was found to have raped and sexually abused six of his students in the 1970s and 80s. Tiffany Genders reports.
Dick Kane had been in palliative care with terminal cancer when he passed away in hospital this morning. Due to poor health, the famed former trainer had avoided a traditional trial but faced a special hearing instead, where last month he was found to have committed 39 sickening acts against young girls at Cars Park and Cronulla swim schools up to 5 decades ago. His victims wept at the ruling, clapping and cheering when a judge refused Kane's request to keep his crimes a secret. Each of them were due to deliver statements at a penalty hearing in December, which is now unlikely to go ahead.
US President Joe Biden has joined world leaders in calling for a halt to the deepening conflict between Israel and the Lebanese militant group Hezbollah. The BBC's James Landau reports.
This was Joe Biden's last speech to the UN from a man steeped in global affairs for half a century. He said Israeli hostage families and innocent civilians in Gaza were going through hell, and urged both Israel and Hamas to agree a ceasefire. Too many people, he said, remain displaced on either side of the Israel-Lebanon border. The UN Secretary-General, Antonio Guterres, said the world was suffering from an unsustainable whirlwind of conflict. We are edging towards the unimaginable, he said, a powder keg that risks engulfing the world.
Abusers who persistently and deliberately breach court orders meant to prevent them tormenting others will face increased penalties as part of changes to the state's domestic violence laws. The reforms passed Parliament last night. And emergency services are preparing to respond to calls for help with widespread rainfall forecast to hit large parts of the state. Sydney is expected to receive 90 millimetres over 5 days, with the majority to fall tomorrow and Friday.
Hope weather.
Partly cloudy this afternoon, a medium chance of showers and thunderstorms, winds northerly at 20 to 30 kilometres an hour, tending northwesterly, then becoming light later this evening. Right now it's 24 degrees in the city, 27 in the west. Tomorrow, rain and windy, a high of 18 degrees. Friday, rain, tops of 19. Saturday, a shower or two and 21. Sunday, partly cloudy and 27. And that's the latest Hope News. I'm Sarah Wiedersehen.
Sydney's Hope 1032.
Daniel O here, founder of Sandpiper Coaching. Lost your job or feeling trapped and need a change? Struggling to find the right job or nervous about interviews? Face any career challenge with Sandpiper Coaching. I've been helping people just like you for over 20 years with career and transition coaching, outplacement and redundancy coaching, as well as executive coaching. If you've got a career challenge, our dedicated team at station sponsor Sandpiper Coaching is ready to help you. Visit sandpipercoaching.com.
You don't need first aid skills until you do.
It's okay. I've got you.
Learn how to save a life from qualified and experienced paramedics with over 50 years combined experience. First Aid Every Day offers hands-on and hybrid course delivery, ensuring you walk away with the knowledge and confidence to treat all types of injuries and medical emergencies. Visit firstaideveryday.com.au to book, and let's learn how to save lives together. Station sponsor.
In Warrinora, there's truck breakdown closing a westbound lane on the Warrinora Bridge. The M5 looking good, heading westbound through Moorbank, approaching Moorbank Avenue. No delays from F directions on the M7 through the Lighthorse Interchange. Homebush West, busy southbound on Centenary Drive. The Volkswagen Tiguan All-Space 132 TSI Life is available now from $49,990 with a $2,000 factory bonus. NY23 only. See website for T's and C's. Station sponsor. I'm Thomas. We'll take another look at Sydney traffic in 15 minutes on Hope 1032.
Hope 1032, the difference this makes.
You're listening to Hope for your Wednesday afternoon. It's the midpoint of the week. Can you believe how quickly time is going past? Well, Coca-Cola recently announced a new flavour, the Oreo collaboration, which, quite frankly, I think is a little bit weird. But with this new development, they are also axing a flavour that they launched a few months back. I'll let you know what it is after Jessica Malboy. It's Never Be the Same.
Let me tell you about a girl that I used to be. Same name, same face, but a different me. She didn't know what she was thinking. Didn't know her world was sinking. Had her dreams written on a paper in her hand. Held on tight, but she didn't understand. The loving heart that she's replacing. All the past that she's erasing. Share a different point of view, but the words coming out wouldn't speak the truth. You wouldn't know what I was really thinking, and I'd return to the girl who's sinking. Sinking down to the world that awaits below, and I don't wanna be there anymore. Don't wanna be there anymore. No. And we all get lost sometimes.
be the same.
Hope 103.2.
Gonna be okay. Oh, the sun will keep on rising in that old familiar way, and every little thing is gonna be okay. You're gonna be alright, darling. You're gonna be alright. 'Cause the stars will keep on shining through the darkest night, and you can know you're gonna be alright. Lift your eyes to the hills, remember where your help comes from. Lift your eyes to the hills, you'll never face the valley alone. 'Cause even and you've gone and lost your way, you're gonna be okay. Gonna be okay. I know that you're gonna be okay. Not a care in this whole world can take that truth away. You're gonna be okay. You're gonna be alright. Darling, you're gonna be alright. At the end of all our breath, when we're beckoned on to the light, love will meet you there. You're gonna be alright. Oh, the end of all our breath is the beginning of new life. You're gonna be alright.
Lauren Daigle, it's Be Okay on Hope 103.2. And a few weeks back, Coca-Cola launched their Oreo flavour, which, you know, was interesting. I've tried it. I'm not a big Coke person just in general, although vanilla Coke is where it's at. But I didn't quite enjoy it. It didn't taste like Oreo and it didn't taste like Coke either, so there was really no point in it. But there is a flavor that they launched a few months back, which is supposedly meant to be a permanent flavor called Coca-Cola Spiced. Now, it only found its way to shelves in America. It never made it around the world. And then now it's been discontinued because it flopped. So it was just, you know, the same regular Coke flavor with hints of raspberry, which I don't know where spiced comes into that. I think that was one of the biggest complaints. People were saying it's Coke spiced, but there's no spice. But Coke has come out and said that they're trying to find out what customers like and adjusting its strategy. And as a result of that, that is why the Coca-Cola spice is being phased out to make way for exciting new flavors in 2025.
What is love? Baby, don't hurt me. Don't hurt me.
I knew I was broken, but there was no one that I could tell. Praying felt like I was throwing pennies in a wishing well. And I started believing I was cursed to carry this weight. I was listing the reasons of why I should walk away. Until grace called my name. Oh, I didn't know I could be free until grace found me. Until grace. Until grace found, your grace found me. I might be looking at a future full of question marks. But I don't have to have all of the answers if you have my heart. In you, I'm finding redemption a little more with every breath.
Tom Wells, it's Until Grace on Hope 103.2. Sharma with you. And Christmas is well and truly on its way. Not just because I'm playing a Christmas song, but because Kmart, that absolute juggernaut of a company, has started releasing Christmas collections. So there are things like Christmas mats, there are Christmas mugs, there's also little Christmas pillows. You can get Christmas pillows, Christmas cushions. They're so cute, little bonbons and gingerbread and even soap dispensers. So everything is already ready for you to start decorating for Christmas. I am super excited. I think, you know, this is my first Christmas out of home, so my mother does not have a say in how I decorate my apartment, and it's going to be the tackiest, most Christmassy thing you'll ever see. I'm so excited.
Hope 103.2, with you in the hustle and bustle of life.
Here's Pete and his mum and Ben from 1-800-SHUTTERS.
Spring has sprung.
And we have spring fever.
So boys, spring into action and come up with some ideas.
Nothing springs to mind.
How about a spring sale?
Oh no, don't spring that on me.
Perhaps something will spring up.
Hope springs eternal.
Order your blinds, shutters and awnings now from station sponsor 1-800-SHUTTERS to stop the spring puns from the estuary.
It's definitely put a spring in my step.
And you're no spring chicken.
Oh, he's a good boy.
Refugee children in Uganda urgently need your help. Many are orphans, dying from hunger. Jesus said that whatever you do for that person in need, you do for me. You can feed a hungry refugee child for a month for just $6. By giving a little, you can do a lot.
Thank you.
More than a meal, you'll give them a future.
Give now at feedthehungry.org.au. Station sponsor, Feed the Hungry.
Looking good westbound on the M2 through the Lane Cove Tunnel this afternoon. Building quickly heading westbound on the M5 through Moorbank at Moorbank Avenue. The M7 starting to see delays in both directions through the Lighthorse Interchange. Georgia Soul busy both ways on Henry Lawson Drive at Hague Avenue. In Brighton and Sands, very busy heading southbound on the Grand Parade at Bay Street. And in Newtown, look out for delays both ways on King Street at Erskineville Road. I'm Thomas Reeve, taking another look at Sydney traffic in 15 minutes. On Hope 103.2.
Here's Carl Faze with the Daily Nudge.
Around the world, in every football code, we continue to see alcohol-fueled dramas being played out in the press. Yet these young sports stars are only reflecting what is occurring on the streets and in the clubs of every major city every week. The vast majority of violence on the streets of large Western cities is alcohol-related. Statistics in Australia show that in the past few years there's been a 59% increase in alcohol-related emergency department cases. In 1 year, 40,000 drinkers were admitted to hospital. This trend will continue while the emerging generation celebrates through binge drinking. It's only as we grasp the truth of Jesus that we can find deep peace and can move away from binge drinking and change this tide of behaviour. A life of faith does not require alcohol in excess to make it worthwhile.
Carl Faze for dailynudge.org.
To hear this again, head to hope1032.com.au and check out the segments page.
Waves, they're pushing you away.
Tokyo, Amsterdam, Mexico.
That's Shepherd here on Hope Drive, Sharma with you, and it's 3:30, time for the latest news headlines. Good afternoon, Sarah.
Good afternoon, Sharma. Inflation has fallen to within the Reserve Bank's target range for the first time in 3 years. Figures from the Bureau of Statistics show consumer prices cooled to 2.7% in the 12 months to August. This is down from 3.5% in July. Treasurer Jim Chalmers has described the result as heartening. Hundreds of mourners have farewelled two sons allegedly murdered by their mother at a funeral in the Blue Mountains today. The bodies of Benjamin and Russell Smith were found at their home in Falconbridge 2 weeks ago. They'd been stabbed to death. The T3 Bankstown rail line between Sydenham and Bankstown will be closed from next Monday as it's converted to a driverless metro line. During the conversion period, all passengers will be able to travel free on dedicated pink buses. The project is estimated to be completed in late 2025. China has publicly acknowledged for the first time that it successfully launched an intercontinental ballistic missile into the Pacific Ocean this week. The move is likely to raise international concerns about the country's nuclear build-up. New research has found children born to obese mothers have more than doubled the risk of autism. Researchers at the University of South Australia also found that obesity before and during pregnancy increases the risk of ADHD in children by 32%. While more investigation is needed, researchers say the results underscore the need for interventions targeting maternal weight management around pregnancy. In sport, Sydney captain Callum Mills has put his injured hamstring to the test behind closed doors at the SCG. The 27-year-old is racing the clock to return for Saturday's AFL Grand Final against Brisbane. Sharma, I'll have more news at 4.
Thanks, Sarah. And coming up, exciting news for those of you who are planning a vacation. Uber will now be cutting down the time you spend waiting for a ride. More on that next.
And the Oscar goes to...
Hey, it's Russ Matthews from Real Dialogue.
And Laura from Hope Afternoons. Join us on the Watchlist podcast, where we look at film through the lens of faith.
Breaking down big ideas shaping entertainment today.
We'll help you decide what's worth the watch and which movies you'll be talking about long after credits roll.
Subscribe to the Watchlist wherever you get your podcasts and on the Hope 103.2 YouTube channel.
Hope 103.2's Care Line is a listening ear when you need it most. When life is overwhelming, when times are tough, when you just need someone to talk to who will listen, care and pray with you. You're not alone. The Hope 103.2 Care Line is there for you. Call 722 75533 to confidentially speak with one of our trained Hope 103.2 Care Line volunteers. 722 75533. Or at hope1032.com.au.
You're an individual. You want services unique to your needs, routine and personality. Adventist Aged Care is also unique. Honest Christian values, tailored services, impressive facilities. Adventist Aged Care has one simple goal, the well-being and happiness of every resident in a safe, social, Christian environment. Station sponsor, Adventist Aged Care, Warunga and Kings Langley. Independent living and residential aged care. Book your private tour at aacsyd.org.au.
Hope Drive.
Thanks to station sponsor Solar Heart Sydney. Book your obligation-free in-home appointment with most trusted name in solar. Visit solarheartsydney.com.au.
Hope 103.2.
For sure, you'll never ever fade. You're lovely, but it's not for sure. I won't ever change, and though my love is great. brings me to tears. Even after all these years, years, and it pains me so much to tell that you don't know me that way. Yeah, yeah, yeah. And though my love is
today and tomorrow.
Hope 103.2.
Hope 1032.
When we only cared about the fog, there was no way to know that we would get here now. Too early to stay worried about us all, before we knew what we were both about. Now we're stuck in holding, everything is frozen, we're faking safe and sound. Man, I can't keep picking up each time you call, if everything I say just is down. You're all that I want, you're all that I need. Keep on burning. No, I can't leave you. The world will keep on turning. But I'm thinking lately, what's so concerning? Soon as I leave you, I just keep on hurting. And once we're off the tracks, it falls apart too fast. And we've been scared for too long, never really lasts. Once I get to thinking, it all keeps coming back, yeah. You're all that I want. Just try to be honest, 'cause you're all that I want.
On Hope 1032, Sharma with you. And I've finally booked my flights to get back home to New Zealand. So I'm going to be visiting my parents in November. More specifically, I'm going to go see Coldplay because I booked my Coldplay concert tickets before I moved to Australia. But exciting news for those of you who are in the same boat, you're planning a trip or you're going off somewhere anytime soon. Uber is going to be cutting wait times in half at Sydney International Airport with a new dedicated pickup zone. So I personally don't use Ubers when I'm traveling just because it's so much easier and cheaper to use the metro. But I know for some people, you know, Uber is the best option. So you're going to be halving that time that you spend waiting, which is amazing. And it's also really beneficial because the holiday season is coming up. So heaps of people are going to be, you know, flying in and out. And yeah, so this is the rundown of how it's going to work. Riders departing from the T1 International Terminal can request an Uber and they will receive a 6-digit personal identification number. And then you walk to the pickup zone and go to the first available Uber. Then you share the PIN with the driver to verify the details of the vehicle and destination. And then boom, Bob's your uncle, you're on your way.
Hope 1032.
Find MacArthur's best at your doorstep. Angus Bristow Village is the perfect location to downsize into retirement living. But there are only 4 villas left. Station sponsor Angus Bristow is just minutes from restaurants, cafes, shops and more. And you can find peace of mind knowing that home services and aged care are on site if your needs ever change. Inquire now. These quiet, connected 3-bedroom villas will soon be gone. Visit angusbristowvillage.org.au.
Today's high cost of living adds to family stress. Bridging the Gap has been supporting communities in Sydney's West for 40 years, helping parents get their kids the best start in life. Free financial counselling is just one of their services. Others include counselling for all ages, school programs, and accessing no-interest loans for essentials. They're also a registered NDIS provider. To find out more about free financial counselling and all the other services of Bridging the Gap, visit btg.org.au.
The M4 seeing delays heading westbound through Homebush into Parramatta. We are seeing delays in both directions on the M7 through the Light Horse interchange as well. In Kemps Creek, busy westbound on Elizabeth Drive. In Georges Hall, busy in both directions on Henry Lawson Drive at Hague Avenue. Chullora, look out for delays southbound on Rookwood Road approaching Brunker Road. And in Bondi Junction, underpace heading westbound on Old South Head Road at Sir Ironfield Drive. I'm Thomas Reeve, taking another look at Sydney traffic in 15 minutes on Hope 103.2.
Hype 1032.
From Moonee Moonee to Campbelltown, we're right with you.
Breaks and promises, I've had more than my share.
What? somebody who will always be there. Don't you promise me the world that I hope and see. This time for me, baby, actions be louder than words. If you're looking for devotion, talk to me.
Hope 103.2.
Oh,
Betty.
The articles.
All the beautiful words and messages.
Hope1032.com.au is your home for inspiring stories on relationships, parenting, life and more.
News. Thanks to station sponsor Unified Lawyers, Australia's leading divorce and family lawyers. To book a free consultation, go to unifiedlawyers.com.au.
It's 4 o'clock. Good afternoon. I'm Sarah Wiedersheim. The Federal Treasurer has described the latest inflation data as heartening. Headline consumer prices grew 2.7% over the year to August, down from 3.5% in July. Once government subsidies and volatile items are removed, underlying inflation has also eased. Jim Chalmers says the data is moving in the right direction.
These are heartening numbers, encouraging numbers, they're welcome numbers. But we're not getting carried away because we know that the monthly numbers can be volatile. We know that inflation doesn't always moderate in a straight line. And we know that people are still under pressure.
The federal opposition says any change to property tax concessions would only drive up the cost of housing further. The government is reportedly considering reforms to negative gearing and capital gains tax. The Greens are welcoming the speculation, saying it could make it easier to buy a home. But Shadow Treasurer Angus Taylor says it'll have the opposite effect.
If you want to get more housing into the market, if you want to get the cost of housing down for younger Australians, you don't tax it more. I mean, only Labor thinks that taxing something more is the way to solve a problem.
Foreign Minister Penny Wong has met with her Chinese counterpart while in New York. The federal government has urged China to drop the remaining trade barriers against Australian rock lobster imports. Billions of dollars of Chinese trade tariffs against Australian products, including wine and meat, were dropped earlier this year in a thawing of the Australia-China trade relationship. Three people have been charged for their alleged roles in the mass street supply of drugs in Sydney's inner west. Max Wyatt reports.
Raptor Squad officers arrested the trio during a drug bust at Dulwich Hill yesterday morning. A 38-year-old man, a 24-year-old man and 37-year-old woman were among them. During their arrest, detectives located over half a kilogram of cocaine in vacuum-sealed bags. Multiple search warrants were then undertaken at other homes in the suburb, Erskineville, and a storage facility at Waterloo, where police located and seized MDMA, THC gum.